Hey everyone, welcome to Three Guys One Up. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with David and Spencer.
What's going on?
Hey.
And we're here to talk some video games and shit like that. Starting out, I kind of wanted to start into a little bit of gaming news before we started talking about co-op gaming on all sorts of different platforms. Our friend Rebecca, brand new to gaming, just got a Switch and she wants to know what to play. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
All right, so first thing I wanted to bring up is this really, really stupid shit that PlayStation is doing with the Marvel Avengers game. They have come out and they said they are going to make Spider-Man playable in this, but it is exclusive to PlayStation, which is just fucking stupid. Like,
so
how
fucking dumb.
It's the dumbest thing ever. You guys remember, it was like Soul Calibur kind of did a similar thing where PlayStation got Darth Vader, Xbox got Yoda and something.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I think eventually it was a couple of years later, they even had to do, and I don't remember, but I think they actually brought all the characters to all platforms because it was so dumb. It's like, why give people different things on different platforms? It doesn't make sense.
Did they get beaten down, or was it, you know, my question with all this, is it going to be just exclusive for a period of time before it goes to all platforms?
Highly doubtful.
Yeah, because PlayStation is Sony, and Sony owns Spider-Man.
Sony has Spider-Man license, yeah.
I don't think this is
just literally a slap in the face.
Yeah, and the big issue here is it's not just a character, but he's supposed to have his own like small storyline also placed into this Marvel story. So not only is Xbox and other platforms, not only are they missing out on the character and the cosmetics that come along with that and stuff, they're missing out on a whole different story. And that just is unacceptable to me.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I was really excited for this game. I was looking forward to it. And, like, you're paying the same price for less content. Like, yeah, you made the Soul Calibur comparison, but with the Soul Calibur comparison, at least there was still other content to fill that void.
Right.
Like, it's exclusive to this, but at least I get my own exclusive.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was still pretty cool. And I think they did eventually do away with it, but you're right. There was content to back it up for, and it's not even story. In Soul Calibur, I don't think Darth Vader and Yoda got a fucking story out of it.
Right.
It was a playable character. But if I get a whole separate offshoot of Spider-Man on PlayStation, like a whole different intro story and playable story that you don't even get on other platforms, that's just mind-boggling that they would even want to do that. I really don't know.
Yeah,
how that's going to hold up.
Feel like just trying to alienate your base a little bit.
Yeah, and I for one will probably not buy this game for that reason. You know, I don't have a PlayStation 4. I wasn't going to get Spider-Man. I'm not going to get Spider-Man, so why should I give him my money? That's just so stupid to me.
Yeah, it's real shady. I don't even know what else to say about it other than how terrible it is. Like, the exclusivity is ridiculous, and it's the reason that shit gets pirated in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. I did see one suggestion that if they were going to revamp this in any way and give PlayStation something exclusive, make it like a cosmetic. Give everybody Spider-Man and give the PlayStation users like one of like a different Spidey suit or something like that.
Sure.
Like, okay, I can do without a white Spider-Man suit because you want to put that on PlayStation, but taking away the entire thing is just downright dumb, and I don't agree, and I for one will probably be boycotting this game until they fix that. It's just, it's not something I'm going to support.
Yeah, agreed. That's too shady. I don't want to give my money to somebody who does that.
And it's
disappointing because this was a big game. I was looking forward to this one.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say, is I really wanted to play this game. Everything I've seen from it up until this point was something I wanted.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Getting that out of the way, going into some more bad Blizzard news. Of course, they're the ones always in the bad news section of our show and every other news source surrounding gaming, is they have had some issues recently. A bunch of their employees decided to make an anonymous spreadsheet to share salaries with each other. And I guess it's looking like there's major disparities between the higher ups and the lowly peons of game testers and stuff. Some of them are getting paid minimum wage at Blizzard Activision.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a game tester, that's pretty bullshit. Do game testers go through schooling to get there, or can you just like, I want to be a game tester?
I think for something like that, you can just be a game tester.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's not like something that you really got to test hard for or anything like that, but it is still a game at Blizzard or something like that. I know the Riot game testers are getting paid a lot more, and Blizzard's losing a bunch of people to Riot, not just testers, but a lot of their lower workers. Riot's paying people out. They're making a fuck ton of money, and they're giving it to some of their employees. Like, so go Riot on that front. Hopefully they're hiring some people of color nowadays, but at least they're paying their employees what they're owed. You know, some of the wage disparity happening within Blizzard Activision, some of these higher ups are giving themselves major, major bonuses, millions and millions of dollars, while some of these smaller workers haven't seen a raise, in fact, have seen pay cuts within the last few years. So pretty disappointing, again, from Blizzard. I'm just, every time I start giving them more money, another story comes out that they just, it tells me how shitty they really are.
Yeah, the upper over there at Blizzard are really trying to tank the reputation of that company all around. They're like on firing on all cylinders, you know?
Yeah.
It's been happening ever since the merger with Activision, right? I mean, that was the real nail in the coffin.
That was the big thing.
Well, and surprise.
Where there was some sort of layoffs and salary cuts and stuff like that. And yeah, like David's saying, not surprising at all. That's what Activision does. They're in it to make money and stop you from making money. They need more money for the big guys.
$40 million for the CEO in 1 year. That's insane.
Yeah, it's just, I think, like you were saying, before Activision hopped in, there was a lot of room for even your lowest Blizzard workers to move up greatly within the company and make a really good salary. And nowadays, I guess that's just not the case. And the workers are the ones rising up. Like they're the ones who created this spreadsheet and shared it around anonymously as people. Well, I remember it out.
I mean, that's a pretty genius way to do it.
In the earlier days of WoW, there was a World of Warcraft call center here. Remember?
Years ago now. I think it was through that call center, the Cytel? Contract call center. Yeah, Cytel.
I mean that was a fucking sought after job. Being a WoW mod was the thing to be when I was younger, you know?
Yeah, there were a lot of game masters out there. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Everybody was like, oh, how do we do that?
Yeah, people were wanting to go for those jobs, and I think people are trying to get out of their Blizzard jobs these days. It's disappointing. Again, it's just one of my favorite companies is news story after news story getting worse and worse, and it really fucking sucks. I actually stopped we haven't been playing much WoW. I got really into it for like a few days, and then I just got busy with a bunch of other shit, so I just canceled my subscription. Like, especially after this, it's like, nah. I have found another reason to not give them my money, and it sucks.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest though, like, it's not that surprising that a corporation would do this. This shit happens all the time with damn near every company.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there is, and this is only coming out because their employees are doing something about it. I mean, maybe this will spur something for a lot of other companies too, for similar things to happen around there. But you know, I do know there are a lot of developers that do pay people very well to work for them, and these people are going to find those jobs.
Do you think there's hope,
hopefully,
for Blizzard in the future? Like, do you genuinely think that the company can find its conscience again and start making games for the players instead of for the upper's pockets?
No, I don't think that happens. I don't think it goes in reverse. I think there's only one way to that road.
Yeah. We're just going to have to find a new favorite game company, and that's balls.
Yeah.
I mean, CD Projekt Red.
Yeah. All right. Well, enough bad news. Let's stop talking about that shit because it just makes me upset.
Let's bitch about other things.
Let's get into some. Yeah. Well, I mean, there are some things to bitch about in some of this co-op gaming, but let's talk about co-op gaming because this is one of my favorite pastimes of video gaming in general, is sitting down with my friends to play a couch co-op game, whether it's a first-person shooter, top-down ARPG, something like that. I always look back fondly at playing video games with my friends on the same screen, split screen, whatever it is. It's just a great time. So let's start out with the Switch. Let's get Rebecca out of here because she doesn't want to listen to all this other bullshit, I'm sure. So
don't do that. Let's save her for last. Make her listen to the whole damn episode.
You know what Dylan told me? He told me that he doesn't listen to the end of the episode. I'm calling you out, Dylan.
A lot of people.
I'm calling Dylan out specifically.
There are a lot of people who will not listen to listen to our outro. So you know what? We have another show. It's called Weekend Watch. Check it out. We plug it at the end of every episode. If you're not, you probably don't even know about it because nobody listens
about
the website,
to
the end. That's where
we
told
you
about it.
Discord.
Follow us on Twitter. So, yeah, we got a Discord. Nobody joins our Discord because they're not listening to the fucking episode.
Listen to our other show, please.
Join Discord, pieces of shit.
Back to co-op gaming.
All right, co-op gaming. This is the end of the episode if you don't want to listen. So first thing I got to start out with is Mario Kart, one of the biggest co-op games that you could get. Like, and one of the most fun games that I think you can play on the Switch is Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8 is probably my favorite Mario Kart game thus far. And that's right. I say it's better than Double Dash.
I've got to agree. I do not disagree with that at all. This is probably one of the most fun games I've had on my Switch. Mario Kart is one of those games that's just timeless. You could play it all the fucking time. You could play with kids. You could play with adults. I get online and play competitively sometimes. Those guys are fucking assholes on there.
Yeah, those people are too good.
I know, I'd stay offline.
I can't play any of those games online. Every fucking time.
Every time.
Trick is to just like hang out middle of the pack. Sit like sixth, fifth, and right at that last lap, that's when you'll be getting some good items to just fucking red shell your way to first or second. Be that asshole if you really want to win.
That's fair. But yeah, no, it's a great game. Playing it with friends in the same room is the most fun you can ever have.
Passing around that controller for something like that and another Mario game I'll lead into, like Super Smash Brothers. That's just another game that you might hate your friends afterwards, but it is still a lot of fun, especially if you're kicking your friend's ass in some Super Smash. It's just a blast.
Yeah,
I've never gotten super into Super Smash, but I've always had fun when I played it.
Played some really great games of Mario Party.
This new Mario Party is okay. I have it. I like it. I feel like it leaves something to be wanted. I feel like it's lacking something, and I don't really know what.
I've never played a Mario Party game before. So you like others before this one more?
I remember playing the fuck out of the first one that hit N64. And maybe it's just because that was such a long time ago and I have such different memories of it. Yeah. That this one doesn't hit all those notes. I can't tell you exactly what it is because I do like this game. I mean, if you love board games, this is an interactive video game board game. And it's a lot of different mini games. You're doing a lot of different stuff. Every time you play is going to have something a little bit different. And even the person that gets to the end and seemingly quote unquote won the game. Now there's a chance to steal those stars and your friends might murder you at the end of that.
Yeah, I've always liked Mario Party. It's always just a blast to sit down for half an hour or however long they take, you know, go through it. It's a good party game.
It is.
Literally party, like at a party.
This one, you can play doubles with it, and that's a lot of fun. There's some good aspects of this game for Switch. So, again, if you like board games, this one is really, really good. There's another game. And I got to remember it. Keep talking while I remember this game. I can't
fucking remember
it. I've got a good
one that I'm looking at a list here of co-op games for Switch. A game that I have played the crap out of is Castle Crashers. Did you guys, Spencer, have you played Castle Crashers?
I was gonna bring up Castle Crashers as one of my favorite all-time couch co-op games.
They they remastered it for Switch too, so it's optimized and it runs smoothly for a Switch. So that's a big deal because that game is just too good.
There's a remaster for the Xbox too. I think probably all current gen consoles.
Yeah, they got a full remaster. That's great because that game is just too much fun. It's
endlessly
really
fun. It's colorful. It is hilarious. It is endlessly engaging. Very good game.
Yeah, it's the irreverent humor that's in it. I mean, it was the Newgrounds guys who made it, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And it feels like it. You know, the art is stupid, ridiculous. There's a plot to it, I guess, but it's really simple. You know, fight monsters, save the princess, level up your guy in different categories or whatever. Man, it's just so
the
much
picture.
Fun.
It is.
I've got the picture of me, Walter, Travis, and Travis dressed up as the knights for Halloween one year.
Oh yeah,
I gotta dig that out.
That's a great game. It's timeless. It's classic. I could go back and play that right now and probably get sucked right back into an addiction. That's why I won't pick it back up. I played way too much of that game. The one game that I was talking about is called Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics. Have you guys seen? You guys have Switches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want a bunch of fun games, my wife has a tough time getting into video games, and we could play this game literally all fucking day. It's 51 different games. It has Chess, Connect 4, all that like pretty basic stuff. But then there's a bunch of different stuff like toy boxing and toy cars, and it's a really cool fucking game. Toy baseball, Mancala.
Great.
Billiards. Yeah. There's
awesome.
So many different games. Yeah. And
like Wii Sports on steroids?
Kinda, yeah. It just has a ton to offer. And this is another one you could play online, and people get kind of competitive over it. There's some people that are giant assholes in some of those games. There's a game called Ludo that's like Sorry. It's like the original version of Sorry, and there's a bunch of assholes that play that game. But it's just a ton of fun, a bunch of different card games, a bunch of different board games. That's one that I don't think a lot of people have heard about. A nice thing about this is it isn't a full title price. It's only $40, and you get a lot out of it for that. Lauren and I have played a ton of it. There's darts and all sorts of shit, too.
Golf.
So you could have your bar games, drinking games.
Yeah,
there's
good stuff on here.
The golf is a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Another one for the Switch, I don't know if you guys have played it at all, was ARMS.
I never played it, and I've heard so many good things. That's probably one of the top-rated games for Switch, I think. I keep seeing this game all the time.
It's super fun. Like, you're basically, like, cybernetic-enhanced, like, boxing, like, with these fun, colorful characters, like, almost Overwatch-style, who have different, like I said, like, mechanical arms that they use for boxing that all have different powers, and you can play it, like I said, it's a couch co-op game. You each get two of the Joy-Cons, one in each hand. It's physical. You know, you get a little bit of a workout playing it.
Physical.
Super fun. Definitely worth a pickup.
That's cool. I've always been interested, and I've never actually pulled the trigger on that game, so I might have to actually get that, because Lauren might like that shit, too. Have you guys played Overcooked 2?
I was going to mention that one.
I played Overcooked 1.
If you think you're good at communicating with whoever you're going to play this game with, you're not.
Nope.
And you're gonna really hate each other, but it is a lot of fun. Like, it's a fun game, but it can be super frustrating trying to juggle all the shit that they're throwing at you. And it's a silly, cartoony, working in a kitchen trying to get all these meals out to people game, but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, my only recommendation is make sure you have a solid relationship foundation before you play this with your significant other.
Right. You're gonna get there's gonna be some blocks, and it might get heated.
It's definitely could start some fights, that's all.
If we're talking about competitive stuff, and if you like kind of sports types games that you're not wanting to get FIFA or anything like that, I don't think they really have much of that for the Switch. I think they do have Rocket League on the Switch. And if you guys haven't played Rocket League, that's a great game. It seems like a goofy concept. It's a 3v3 cars driving around playing soccer, but it is a fucking blast, and you could get really competitive with it. And if you got a team with you, if you're playing with your friends on the same console or something like that, it's a lot of fun to collaborate. play that.
Can you play couch co-op for Rocket League?
I'm not sure if it's couch co-op. I thought it was possible. I'm almost certain you can do it on PlayStation. Only I only say that, and I've never actually done it. I only say that because when I'm playing on PC, sometimes I play against a team that'll have X name and then X name 2, you know, so I know they're like they're on the same console. So I've got to assume that they're doing some sort of split screen co-op.
I'm reading a
that makes sense.
NintendoLife.com article that says that local co-op is supported for up to 4 players, and you can battle against the CPU in 2v2, 3v3, or 4v4 matches.
Okay.
Cool. That's a fun game. And it's
super, super fun.
It's kind of sportsy. It's kind of not. And it's got a little bit of fun for everybody. If you're looking for something more competitive and not too PvE, that is
one for some tasty blasphemy. The Binding of Isaac is also on Switch. I didn't even realize that was that had a co-op.
Is that two? Is that multiplayer?
Apparently that's what this article is.
That's cool. I didn't know that. I played the fuck out of that game.
Says the Binding of Isaac Afterbirth Plus. I love the name. Offers 4-player local co-op in this Zelda-like endless dungeon crawler roguelike.
It's a cool game.
It's
hard.
It's got a very fun if you're into that kind of thing. It's got a very fun sense of humor. I like it a lot.
And it is a roguelike. Don't expect to just one-shot it. You're going to die a lot.
Oh, yeah. You're going to die left and right. Horribly. Very horribly.
If you're really into dying, a whole lot. Cuphead is also on Nintendo Switch. And I think most all other platforms. But if you really like to die over and over and over again, then get Cuphead because you're going to.
And that's the side-scrolling Dark Souls.
It's a fun platform, but damn, is it so fucking hard. The animation is incredible, though. They did a great job with that game.
That, like, 30s animation style? Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. Like, the old cartoons. Super smooth
and crisp, yeah.
Definitely worth a playthrough. If you have the patience for it.
And I think that one's on all platforms.
Yeah, I think so, too. Did you guys ever play... in fact, actually, Cuphead just came out for PS4, I read.
Yeah,
finally got released like in the past week or two.
It's like, yeah, just recently.
Did you guys ever play Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle?
I didn't. I think it was you that was telling me that this was actually a good game. I never expected anything out of it.
Yeah, I didn't either, but it's super fun. It's very, did you ever play the old like XCOM style battle, like combat system?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that, but with Mario and Rabbids characters like battling it out.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. I think that sounds like fun. When I remember first seeing that game coming out, and I didn't really think anything of it, like I said, because it just wasn't hitting my radar, but that actually sounds like it could be a really fun game.
You didn't think about it because it looks goofy.
Yeah, that's true.
The game looks really
It's super goofy, super irreverent, but definitely worth watching or playing, I mean.
Are any of the Portal games on Switch?
Unfortunately, I think Portal is just on Steam.
Yeah. Portal 2, anyway.
Yeah, and that's the only one. I don't think you could play Portal 1 co-op.
Yeah,
Portal 2 is the
no
only co-op.
No co-op in Portal 1.
Yeah.
I got an Xbox. What do you mean?
This is for Rebecca today.
Was Orange Box on Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess I was wrong. Is it on PlayStation, or is it just...
I don't know about PlayStation.
The PC and Xbox.
Then fuck, I didn't have a PS3.
Interesting. Portal 2 is a really good one. The last one I got for Switch is another one that's on all platforms, is Diablo 3. And, you know, a lot of people did hate on this game early, but as a couch co-op, it almost gives, like, Gauntlet Legends vibes.
Diablo is definitely one of the king couch surfers. I mean, I've spent hours sitting next to a buddy just dungeon crawling.
Yeah, it's a super fun game. It is a bit darker. It's called Diablo, obviously, and you're going through and fighting demons and shit out of hell. Yeah, so it is a bit darker. It is a lot of fun though. I would say it's a little more skill based, but it doesn't have to be. You can dumb it down to be pretty easy, and you feel super godlike when that happens. So it can be really fun. But yeah, that's the last one I got for Switch. You guys got anything else for Switch?
Not off the top of my head. I think that we covered all the decent ones. Because my biggest gripe, and I don't know if it's changed, but originally, like Splatoon 2 was a lot of fun, but you couldn't play local co-op for some reason.
And I hate that. I bought that so I could get my wife into kind of a more shooter, but I don't know. She doesn't like killing things, like just randomly killing people like in Call of Duty. And that one's great because you're just going around spraying paint at people, and it's a blast. It's a really fun game, but no local co-op is pretty stupid.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like me and Laura, we were both super into this game for a long time, so we'd have to switch off. Like, okay, I'll play for a little while, then you play for a while, and just watch each other. It was fucking like, I just wanted to be able to play together.
There was another pretty big bummer about the new Animal Crossing. I thought it was going to have a local co-op, but you can't do that unless you have two Switches. You can't play on the same Switch on the same island, which is kind of a fucking bummer. I thought that would definitely be something they put in that game.
Yeah, some of their choices never, like, I don't know, some of the choices Nintendo makes just don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and some of them are just off the wall enough to make sense, but they make plenty of mistakes with some of their games. So some of the games that I felt like could have been big time co-op games just never delivered.
Yeah. New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe is couch co-op.
Nice.
That game was a lot of fun on the Wii U.
It was.
So being able to play that together, you know, as Mario and Luigi, definitely a lot of fun.
Luigi's Mansion 3, was that co-op? Or was it the same kind of co-op that like Odyssey was, where one of you is Mario and one of you's the hat, so one of you doesn't really do anything?
I'm not entirely sure. I never actually played that game. That was one I didn't pick up. That
sounds fun.
It's not.
It sounds fun.
It was like. Do you remember? Was it Super Mario Galaxy for the Wii, where there was the same thing? It's like, oh, we have local co-op, and like one of you is, you know, Mario, and the other one does nothing.
Yeah. That's
I don't even remember what the second player did. It was that boring. Like didn't affect the game at all.
Well, and the way Odyssey works is you got to use your hat. You got to manipulate your hat for a lot of like precise stuff. So having somebody else control it did like it hindered you so badly that it was not fun either. It wasn't fun for either.
Do that. Do that.
Wait till I'm facing the right. No, don't throw the fucking hat.
Mario Tennis Aces is local co-op.
That's
if you're just
game.
Looking for a fun Mario sports game.
I do like Mario Tennis. It is fun. I have that game, and it's pretty hard actually. You can get pretty into that game. It can be kind of competitive. It's fun.
I'm really hoping that someday we get another Mario Super Strikers.
Man, that would be
super
great.
Super Sluggers. Super Sluggers, the baseball one.
Super Sluggers was fun. Was Super Strikers the soccer. Yeah, that was actually a lot of fun too, because it was like Rocket League, I think, where it was like 3v3, maybe 4v4, 3v3 with a goalie or something like that, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, all the Mario sports games have always held a soft spot for them.
And I don't know why they didn't keep going with things like Sluggers and Strikers, because I thought they were pretty popular. They kept going with tennis for some reason. They really need to capitalize on those other ones.
Yeah, definitely. I would buy that day one if there was a new baseball one.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right, well, moving on from Switch, let's look at some of the other platforms. A lot of these have a lot of shared ones because they can operate on similar levels. One thing I will mention just to start is Halo. That's a cool one to play on Xbox. You can play local multiplayer, online multiplayer. One cool thing about that one is coming next year, you will be able to play cross-platform with people that got the Master Chief Collection on Steam.
Oh, so, very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've never played too many of the Halo games, but being able to play couch co-op is definitely a lot of fun.
It is. That's the way I remember playing original Halo on Legendary with my buddy Joseph, and we were just scrapping away through the library. It's a really fun game.
Played definitely. A lot of Halo 2, but we just played like death matches. I remember.
You say death match, local free for all.
I remember
which is also a lot of fun. we did some goofy ass games. It's like 15-minute time limit, random weapons on midship. Everybody just pile into the middle, and last person standing wins.
We had this huge mirror in our dining room when I lived with my buddy right out of high school. And we'd just spend our days getting drunk and playing these death matches and keeping score on this mirror. And we'd just like watch the numbers, the tally marks build up over weeks and just hate each other because like we kept track of a whole bunch of shit, like how we died and just shit like that. We got too into it.
Another one that doesn't come up a lot that is actually a really fun game is Payday 2. Did you guys ever play Payday?
I played the first one.
Payday 2 is a lot of fun. You can play solo, you can play online, or you can play local co-op. I don't know. I'm assuming the Steam version allows you to play local co-op. This game I know is on Xbox, and I think it might be on PlayStation. Don't quote me on that. I'm just speculating. Oh yeah, it is. It's on PS4, and it's a fucking blast. It's really cool. Just going in and you got to have the communication to get through your heist and stuff like that. So playing local co-op gives you that advantage of being able to sit next to each other and communicate.
Yeah, that's awesome. Absolutely. What was your guys' favorite couch co-op game of all time?
Me and Josh used to play Gauntlet Legends on his Nintendo 64.
Gauntlet almost Legends. That was a good one.
Yeah. Almost every single day. Like, that was our bread. We beat that game so many times, and it didn't matter how many times we beat it. We were going to play it again. We were going to find all the secrets. He was a barbarian. I was a sorcerer. It was just, that's what we did. We played that game all the fucking time.
I think my favorite is Portal 2. That game's got such an amazing sense of humor, and it's so smart, and it's just a blast.
I love that game. I love the solo. I never played it co-op, but I could see how that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I get that. Super Mario World for me, man.
Great game.
Spent so much time with a bunch of different friends, really, but me and one friend in particular would just every day, like I said, elementary school, come home after school, sit down, go through the like the little cheat to get up to 99 lives. and then just work our way through the game as best we could.
I remember when my half sister came into town, I must have been, I don't know, when was that game around? When we were like 8 or 9 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Super Nintendo came out in 91, 92, something like that.
So maybe even younger. I don't even know. But I remember my half sister came into town, and she's a good, like, 7 years older than I am, and she was showing me some different secrets and stuff in Super Mario World and blew my fucking mind. It was like, you could jump into the clouds? There's a secret place up here in the clouds I could gather a secret star from? You are a god.
It's funny you mentioned that, because it was my older half-sister by about 6 years who did the same thing for me.
Yeah, blew my fucking mind. And since that day, my grandma had a Super Nintendo, and she played Super Mario World. She had a book that she would, like, it told you all the secrets and stuff. And she would call me. This is back when we had, like, landlines and stuff. She would call me at home, and I would have to sit there while she's explaining what level she is on to me over the phone, telling me what the book is telling her and where she is in this level. And I would have to try and walk her through to get to the secret area of that level.
That's fucking awesome.
That game's iconic. That is one of the best couch co-op games of all time.
I mean, honestly, it's my favorite video game of all time. Like, I still revisit. I've bought that game in every iteration it's been available. Like, Super Nintendo, they did a reissue for the Game Boy Advance. I wound up picking that up again when I realized that the original DS could play Game Boy Advance games. I bought it in the Wii shop. I bought it in the Wii U shop. I've got it on the Switch shop. I think I had a ROM of it once or twice.
God damn.
I spent a lot of money on that game, man.
and you know, games that you love, they deserve that recognition and that following. Another game that I just loved that I played the fuck out of couch co-op was Borderlands. Borderlands 2 specifically was one that me and my buddy Tyler just played through like fucking crazy. That is probably, that's one of the best stories, best villains. That's a great couch co-op game that it's really hard to put it down until you're satisfied. It's not even until you beat the game, because after the game is, you just keep going and you don't stop until you're fully satisfied with what you got out of it.
Yeah, that's one of those franchises I just never, like, it passed me by. I never played a single Borderlands game.
I don't know why it just appealed to me so much. I love the cel-shaded vibe. I love the way that they did it. And I love the pinata style loot. You know, it takes me back to Diablo 2 days. You know, it's really fun to just blow things up and watch pretty colors fly all over the place and run up and loot it.
Yeah, Borderlands, I get that for sure.
The first Borderlands was pure hilarity. Like, I laughed my ass off that whole game. Yep. I mean, and Handsome Jack is the perfect villain. He's in the second one. He's fantastic too. Yeah, I haven't played the third one.
I never played the third one. Yeah, I'm there with you. And I probably should, but I've heard after two, which is just such a brilliant game, that it doesn't live up to those expectations. Because even like all the DLC for two was incredible as well. There was a ton of DLC that kept that game going for a really long time. And it was fantastic. Moving on, let's get to another game. I think you can play Sea of Thieves, maybe local co-op on Xbox. I don't know that for sure, though. I know you can play.
Let me see. Other I just Xboxes. Passed it by. Where is it? All right, keep talking. I'll find Sea of Thieves. We'll figure this out.
Minecraft. Minecraft is also one of those that you can play online and local co-op. That is one of the biggest games out, like, ever. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Every time you think Minecraft is not going to get any bigger, they just do something more with it. That game is fucking massive.
Yeah, I don't get it. That game never appealed to me, but I don't know. Maybe I was just beyond.
I played a fuck ton of it. I played sandbox mode. Like, I have it on PC, though, so we just mod the shit out of it eventually. So there's a ton of different crazy mods that completely change the game to where your goals are way different than survival. They just added a hardcore mode as well, and people have been diving in all over that. So it's basically just Minecraft, but it's hardcore survival. If you die, you're dead, and you can't go back to that world again. So they keep making it more of a video game and less of a casual sandbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, as long as they're keeping it fresh, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, even back when it was just a casual sandbox, I invested hours into that game.
Yeah. Day and week. That's one that children absolutely melt over, and one that I think is a great one for children to just love. It inspires creativity, it inspires cooperation. You know, you could get on some of these servers, and I know some of my friends' kids that have played online on Xbox and have made some really good online friends as like a young 8-9-year-old building things together in Minecraft, and it gives you a good sense of community. Again, like I said, cooperation and creativity. You know, my friend's daughter he's an old employee of mine. His daughter fucking loves that game. She would sit there with books full of graph paper and graph out all sorts of different builds that she wanted to do, different doors and castles and redstone. Like, that she was nutty about it, and I love hearing stuff like that. I love watching kids geek out on shit like that.
Well, it's like a huge immersive Lego set. I mean, and the possibilities are endless. There's just so much you can do in that game.
Now, seeing some of what like the masters build in this, that did you know somebody built like the entirety of Middle Earth into Minecraft? And you don't actually play. You can't go through.
I'd heard that.
And you don't like fight orcs or anything, but you can just, it has like a guide that walks you through, and you can visit literally every hotspot in Middle Earth, and they build it to the written specs that Tolkien has written into his books and his notes. So all these cities are like to scale and shit like that. It's fucking crazy.
It's insane. How much time had to go into that?
That's nuts. I don't know. Years. Yeah. Literal years.
Wow.
All right, moving on. More co-op games. What else we got? I think we're kind of spent on Xbox, maybe Monster Hunter World, but that's on all platforms. I don't think we're going to find it.
And it's online only. I looked at Sea of Thieves. It's online only.
Oh, okay.
It's still co-op, but both Monster Hunter World and Sea of Thieves are online only.
Okay. You got to have multiple Xboxes or platforms or whatever it is. Yeah.
That being said, Monster Hunter World is fucking fun.
Is it? I haven't actually played it. I watched a bunch of streams of it. It looks great. It looks really fun. Yeah. And especially if you have somebody to go in and battle some of these big boss monsters with, that's when it looks like it really gets good, when you're both using different weapons and different styles and shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking through a couple more lists that I had pulled up, and I'm not really seeing a lot more of what we can talk about. A lot of these are, like I said, shared platforms. There's what do you guys know exclusive like PlayStation 4?
Unravel, is that it? No, that's not the right one. That's not exclusive, is it?
I thought it was PlayStation exclusive.
Was it Unravel, or was it, am I thinking of that other? I don't know. I'm not a PlayStation guy, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I know Don't Starve Together is on PlayStation, but that's also on Steam. That's a really cool game. Great co-op game. I'm really not seeing anything. Oh, do you guys ever play in like Rock Band and Guitar Hero and shit?
Oh,
like
that? Yeah, absolutely. Talk a ton about of time that. Poured into that.
Yeah. Some fucking amazing co-op games. And if you're into music, this is the game for you, because you just get to sit down and kind of play an instrument for a while.
Those are incredibly hard to find now.
Are they?
Yeah, like even the current gen ones.
That surprises me. You used to walk in and be able to see just stacks of guitars and drums and the games all over the place.
Are they just not making a lot of them, or is it a shitty scalper problem?
Well, I don't know if it, like, yeah, I'm not entirely sure if they just like stopped making them because they weren't selling well, but like I'm looking right now on Amazon, and the Guitar Hero Live Pack with the guitar for PlayStation is $320, Xbox is $330.
Good lord.
Yeah. Let's see what Rock Band is. It's a good game,
but I mean, don't go out of your way to pay that much for it.
The Rock Band kit isn't even available.
Wow.
Oh, here's one. $600 for the game plus the guitar for the PlayStation.
That's crazy.
Those sitting around.
Yeah, and that's for current gen, so I don't know. That's nuts.
That's wild to me. Oh, one that I was thinking about, I think most of the Lego games are also co-op, right? I know Lego Marvel is, but I think Lord of the Rings was.
Star Wars is.
Like, those were fucking amazing games, too. I love those Lego games. There's so many secrets. There's so much to do. The replayability is there. They're fun games.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun playing through Lego Star Wars.
I don't know about the Harry Potter one, if that's co-op, but I think most of the others are, so I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah, same.
Eat slugs, Malfoy. All right, well, looking through my lists, I think that's about it. I mean, we went through a lot of great couch co-op games. There's some others that I'm seeing here, like Trine and stuff, that are, I mean, that's basically like playing Gauntlet. There's a lot of different stuff.
There's a lot
of
good stuff on those lists, but I think we gave some really good games some shout outs.
Yeah, covered the hits, covered the classics.
There's one that I did want to bring up that's on PC. I don't think he has local co-op, but it is one of the cooler co-op games that I've seen come out recently. It's called Remnant from the Ashes. Have you guys watched any of this game or seen any of this game?
I haven't even heard of that.
It's fucking cool looking, dude. Like, definitely take a look up some videos. Remnant from the Ashes. It is kind of like a Souls-like game, but it's co-op. You can use different weapons, you get different gear, you have kind of different classes and stuff like that. You have people that want to have like melee weapons to be up front and be your tank. You have people that have rifles that are like your big glass cannons. You got people that have different medium range guns that they're kind of your jack of all trades and stuff like that. I watched a lot of streams of this, and I wanted to buy it. I just didn't have anybody to play it with. We might have to like just get this game to play it together, because it looks fucking cool. Like, the graphics are there, the gameplay is there. A lot of the streamers that I watched played it were kind of blown away by how good this was. I think it just saw some DLC like this last month, maybe another month back or something like that. But this is definitely one to check out. It's not local co-op, but if you got some friends with PCs, definitely take a look at this game.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Definitely. yeah, maybe we should all pick that up. That could be some good
times. I think that would be fun for us to play, because I think it is 3-player max of the co-op. Oh,
okay.
And it just looked like a goddamn blast. So
for sure.
Yeah. Maybe I'll look at like gifting that if it's on sale on Steam or something like that. And I don't know, all your battle royales and shit that are out right now, you can play those, not local co-op, but co-op with your friends. So I guess we should add those to the list, your Fortnites, your Warzones, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think that's our episode. And if you listen this far, you made it to the end of the episode. And you're going to stop listening right before we get to all this good stuff, like our Discord.
Don't go anywhere. Hang out for a second. Hear what we have to say.
And if you listen,
you can wait another 40 seconds.
You get to hear Keith's cat in the background.
Can you hear her? I can hear her yeah. Yelling. I can't do anything about it. I kind of like made a noise when I muted my mic, but she's just sitting out there yelling like fuck.
Just like, so, hey,
that'll be fun to edit
out. Hey,
so number one fan.
All right, let's wrap this shit up. Go to our Discord, follow our Twitter thingies, all that different poop. There wasn't much poop in this episode this week.
Not a lot.
And yeah, visit our website, all our episodes from this show and Weekend Watch, which is our other show that we have going right now, are up on our website. We're also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. So go check us out there. Hop on Facebook. Give us a like. Give us a follow on Facebook.
Tell your friends about our shows.
Yeah. Tell everybody. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your mom if she likes poop.
Like most of our listener base right now is our friends. So if they tell their friends, they're just telling us.
I guess I should probably listen to it too. All right, guys. Well, you guys have a good week. Hopefully you have some fun playing these co-op games that we recommended, and we will catch you all next week.
Shout out to Rebecca.
Thanks, Becky.
She's gonna kill you.